2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 9th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
No crashes to start this morning's drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. The cleanup continues after that powerful windstorm knocked down trees and power lines all across northern Utah.
The tree came down hours later onto our home.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene near 12th West and 4th North in Salt Lake City with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, if it wasn't bad enough that a massive windstorm yesterday knocked out power for more than 170,000 homes and businesses, it comes in a stretch of cool days where the current temperature is in only the mid-40s. Now, to help alleviate that burden, there's currently four warming shelters set up around Salt Lake, including this one here at Northwest Recreation Center. Now, in terms of getting the power back on, officials with Rocky Mountain Power say they're working around the clock at it.
Crews are out there working hard, tree crews, line crews. So we just asked that people show a little bit of patience.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says the most recent update is that approximately 111,000 customers in the state are currently without power. Unfortunately, many of those individuals will be left in the dark throughout today. Now, it should be noted that parts of northern Utah could still experience strong wind gusts early this morning, but a high wind advisory is set to expire at 9 o'clock. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City, Davis, and Weber school districts remain closed a day after that windstorm knocked down trees and cut power at many of their school buildings. Others will be back in session today. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our live team coverage.
While Salt Lake City schools will be closed, they will have food service at seven locations, including East and West High Schools, Northwest Middle School, and Edison, Backman, Whittier, and Meadowlark Elementaries. The Canyon School District says three of its schools will be closed because of ongoing power outages: Albion Middle, Brookwood, and Quail Hollow Elementary Schools. The University of Utah will be open and operating. No official word yet on Weber State, but power has been restored to most of the campus in Ogden, and employees are expected to come to work. And Layton Christian Academy sent out a cheerful message this morning saying it will be open today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The effort to clear roads and unblock driveways in the Rose Park area on the west side of Salt Lake City is bringing a community together, even though many don't know one another.
I think community is really, really important. Like, it's something that can't be bought or sold. It has to be built.
Eric Anderson says 2020 has been a divisive year, but seeing that people still care enough to help out at a time like this has been positive.
It really was a nice thing to see yesterday. Over the next couple of days, a lot of Utahns are going to be digging out their insurance policies to see what coverage they have for wind damage. KSL TV's Matt Gebhardt reports all Utah homeowner policies cover wind and storm damage.
Let's talk about one important thing that insurance does not cover. That is, if a tree topples, your own personal tree topples in your yard, if you need to have that sawed up, you need to have that hauled away to the landfill, that is the kind of thing insurance will not cover.
Matt says comprehensive car insurance will also cover damage from the storm, but liability-only policies will not.
The National Guard again comes to the rescue. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, dozens more people trapped by the Creek Fire in the Sierras east of Fresno, California, were rescued by helicopter yesterday. It was hard for hikers and rescuers to find each other.
We're trying to get off our hiking trail and get down to the resort, and you don't know where the fire's really at. All you see is a bunch of, smoke.
It's one of many fires burning all across California. The Senate due to vote on a slimmed-down stimulus bill tomorrow, with Democrats saying it doesn't go nearly far enough. Senator Patrick Leahy says Senate Leader Mitch McConnell knows it won't pass.
It appears all he wants is a show vote.
But McConnell asked to pass items of agreement first, then argue items of disagreement later. Phase 3 trials of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine are on hold after a British volunteer had a severe reaction. Researchers at Oxford University say it's just temporary to find out what happened. And police chiefs of Rochester, New York, and Dallas, Texas, the latest to announce resignations in the wake of ongoing demonstrations. In Dallas, Pastor Freddie Haynes supported Chief Renee Hall, the first black female to lead the department.
She understood that the system needed to be corrected.
Chiefs all across the country are complaining they're not being supported by city leaders. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The number of people killed by Hurricane Laura has risen again. ABC's Jim Ryan says Louisiana has now lost 26 people to the storm.
A house fire has claimed the life of a man who was using a candle because his power was still out 13 days after Laura struck. Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hutter sees signs of recovery.
We're seeing pockets of electricity pop up around Lake Charles.
Relief supplies have flowed into Louisiana since the storm, but Hutter knows that wildfires are ravaging the West and snowstorms threaten the Rockies. His appeal to the public:
don't forget about us. Don't forget about Lake Charles.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.